Have you ever felt that pull, that unmistakable tug to express a part of yourself that just doesn't quite seem to fit the mold? Or maybe you found yourself stuck, caught between loads of well-meaning advice that's just completely unhelpful and this real desire for something genuinely different. That feeling, right? Wanting to shine in your own way, but maybe being told, oh, that's a bit much, or even that your individuality might be, well, too dangerous for the herd. Well, today we're going to dive deep into a really captivating fable that speaks volumes about exactly that experience. We're exploring the zebra, the goat, and the rainbow herd. It's such an insightful story, really gets into individuality, the often baffling nature of advice, and the, well, the profound and sometimes surprising power of community. And this isn't just some whimsical kid's tale, is it? It feels like a lens offering surprising insights, and it even connects to real-world animal behavior. It's all about helping us find our true colors, you could say. I'm really excited to unpack this one with you.
Well, it's a fantastic choice. And what's really compelling about this fable, and the author points this out, is how it manages to speak sideways. It doesn't just spell everything out for you. It uses metaphor, uses the narrative itself to get across these complex ideas without needing to explain every little thing. And that allows us, the listeners, to really engage with it on a deeper level, to pull out these powerful insights about, well, navigating personal change and understanding how our unique identity fits within the group, or maybe even how it reshapes the group. We should definitely keep an eye out for those unspoken truths.
Okay, let's jump right in then. Story starts with our main character, a zebra, who has this really extraordinary wish. It longed for colorful stripes. Simple as that. It wanted to be different from the herd. Such a simple desire, but so powerful. And boom, right away, this individual longing clashes with the collective, doesn't it? The elder zebras, maybe predictably, were concerned. They even went so far as to forbid it. Why? Because they thought it was too dangerous for the herd. It's not just about stripes, is it? I mean, that feels like a metaphor for that deep-seated fear of anything that rocks the boat, anything that disrupts the status quo.
Absolutely. That immediate worry from the elders, it's incredibly relatable, isn't it? It really reflects a universal thing in society, I think. This fear that deviating from the norm, even with something seemingly small like colorful stripes, could somehow threaten the safety or, the unity of the group. Just think about any big change, any new idea, or any person who's dared to be truly different. There's often that initial pushback, that almost knee-jerk resistance. The story doesn't need a lecture on societal pressure. It just shows it. Right there. That's the fable, speaking sideways perfectly.
It really is a brilliant setup. So faced with this, individual desire versus the group's fear, the elders come up with this rather indirect solution. They send our color-seeking zebra off to the stubborn mountain goat, and they know this goat gives out ridiculously dim advice. It feels almost passive-aggressive, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not a hard no forever, but more like trying to subtly steer the zebra away, maybe wear it down. What's the author saying there about advice?
That's a really sharp observation. The elder strategy, it's fascinating because it's not like openly hostile. It's more like a self-suppression, right?
Yeah.
They basically outsource the problem to someone they know is useless. And that dynamic, it really shows how sometimes the resistance to individuality isn't a big fight, but more of a subtle deflection. Or maybe an attempt to make you conform through these pointless detours. It's that kind of guidance that looks like it's helping, but really just wastes your energy and kind of dims your own light.
And the goat absolutely delivers on the dim advice. Oh boy. The suggestions are just, well, a masterclass in missing the point entirely. First, roll in dirt to look like a donkey. Failed, obviously. Then, try lime. Roll in white dust. Look like a pale horse. Nope, another failure. And it just keeps going. Try black, brown, gray. Honestly, rolling in dirt to look like a donkey, it sounds almost, I don't know, childish, like playground logic.
Yeah.
But maybe that's how some advice feels when it's just completely wrong for your specific path.
It really does. The goat's advice, it isn't just bad. It's actually a form of erasure, I think. It's basically telling the zebra, who you are isn't okay, so here, try putting on these temporary, ill-fitting disguises. It's not about helping it find real transformation. So yeah, it's not just incompetent advice. It's guidance that actively tries to diminish who you are, leaving you feeling even more lost, more frustrated. Like the author says, advice piles up, often stubborn, often unhelpful. And this really makes you think, doesn't it? Where do we look for guidance? And how can we tell if it's actually helping us embrace our own colors or if it's just trying to paint us gray? We all have those mountain goats somewhere in our lives, right? Maybe well-meaning people, maybe societal pressures, maybe even our own inner critic, just nudging us towards blending in, stripping away what makes us unique.
That's such a powerful idea advice that erases instead of transforms. So what happens when you've just had enough of that? For our zebra, yeah, the breaking point comes. Having had enough of the goat's dim ideas, it does something really different. It takes a truly transformative step. It seeks out the most colorful peacock it could find. And the peacock, in this lovely, subtle moment, whispers a secret. Don't tell anyone, but those of us who aren't too colorful, we find where the rainbow hits the ground. That's where the colors live. No, that's not a practical instruction like the goat stuff, is it? It's almost poetic. A hint towards something much, much deeper.
It's a total paradigm shift, isn't it? A huge change in approach. The goat offered, well, logic, external, practical steps to just conform. The peacock, though, offers something like intuition, a journey towards an almost mythical kind of truth. And the insight there, I think, is that some of our deepest truths are real colors. They aren't found by following some preset logical path. They're found in the courage to seek something extraordinary, something beyond the usual advice, beyond surface-level fixes. The peacock's advice points inward, doesn't it? It suggests the source of true color isn't about what you do on the outside, but where you connect on the inside. It's about finding the root, not just, you know, painting over the leaves.
And what a journey that turns out to be. The zebra, taking the peacock's words seriously, sets off, searching for where the rainbow begins. But of course, it never found it, which leads it back to the old goat. But this time is different. The zebra doesn't go asking for advice. It goes to challenge the goat, saying basically, I bet you've never seen where the rainbow begins. And the goat, kind of caught out, lies at first, then reluctantly gives this vague instruction. Just before the rain, stand where the sun and drops meet. It's hardly a detailed map, but it ends up being just enough, right?
Yeah, it's such a crucial pivot point. The zebra going back to the goat isn't weakness. It shows its agency, its determination. It's not asking for a solution anymore. It's posing a challenge, looking for just one more piece of this bigger puzzle it's trying to solve. And the goat's reluctant, almost accidental hint, when combined with the zebra's own persistent inner drive, sparked by the peacock's wisdom, that's what creates the conditions for the change. It really highlights how true transformation often comes not from perfect, clear instructions handed to you, but from that internal drive, that wish stronger than anything else, as the author puts it. That determination to follow your own truth, even when the path isn't clear or the guidance is minimal, that's where the real magic can happen. It shows that sometimes even those stubborn sources can accidentally give you the final little piece you needed.
And what happens next is just beautiful. It says, for some strange reason, the zebra's wish to be colorful was stronger than anything else. And so its stripes turned colorful where the rainbow touched the ground. It wasn't just a simple action. It felt like the culmination of that deep internal desire meeting this external, almost magical condition. It really underlines that core idea the author mentions, that the turning point comes when we follow the pull of our own colors. This transformation, it feels like so much more than just changing appearance.
Absolutely. This strange reason the story mentions. That's the zebra's unwavering conviction, its fierce commitment to its true self. It's powerful. It's a statement about how intention, how that internal drive can actually manifest in external reality. This isn't just about wish fulfillment. It's about becoming who you truly are. And that process is often guided by some kind of inner compass that just defies ordinary logic. It speaks sideways again to the idea that self-actualization often needs that leap of faith, right? That moment where your inner desire just overrides all the external doubt.
The story could have easily ended right there, you know? The zebra gets its colors, individual triumph, the end. But it goes further, and this is where it gets really fascinating for me. When the elder zebras first saw the colorful stripes, their reaction, furious. Predictable, maybe? And then something remarkable happens. They softened. And then, get this, for the sake of one zebra, they did something incredible. They led the whole herd to the rainbow's end, one by one, until the herd was bright like a rainbow. And there's that incredibly powerful line tucked in there. What other animals don't know, zebras never let one of their own stand alone. Wow.
This is really the heart of the communal message, isn't it? And maybe the fable's most profound insight. It completely flips that initial fear, the idea that individuality is dangerous for the herd. Instead, it shows it can actually strengthen the herd, beautify it. That one individual's bold step towards being authentic creates this ripple effect, inspiring and transforming the entire community. It shows that real belonging isn't about everyone being identical, but about the group's ability to embrace and celebrate each member's unique colors. I mean, imagine if the elders had stayed furious, if they'd kicked the colorful zebra out, but they didn't. they chose to follow, to join in, making the whole community richer. It really poses the vital question for us, doesn't it? How often do we, as groups, initially resist someone expressing themselves differently, only to find later that it actually enriches all of us?
It's so powerful, that shift from individual conviction to communal transformation. But while the herd changed, not everyone was on board, were they? The stubborn mountain goat, when it saw the rainbow herd, it just sulked on the mountaintop, stamping hooves, muttering nonsense, gray as the dust it always loved, and very, very cross that color had won. Just refused to change.
Yeah, the goat's stubborn gray and that palpable anger, it's highly symbolic, I think. It represents that deep resistance to change, that clinging to old, unhelpful ways, even when you're surrounded by the vibrant proof that embracing individuality works. It shows that, you know, not everyone will celebrate your colors or the colors of your community. Some will always prefer the familiar gray, even if it means missing out on something beautiful and new and authentic. That character really embodies the idea that some will just choose to stay stuck in their gray dust, their comfort zone, rather than embrace the whole spectrum of possibility, no matter how compelling the evidence for change is right in front of them. It's a good reminder that progress doesn't always win everyone over instantly, but that doesn't diminish its truth or its power.
This story really does speak volumes, way beyond just colorful stripes. It gets into these deeper human experiences. And the author explicitly says that stories let me speak sideways without needing to explain everything. You mentioned earlier, the author draws some fascinating parallels between the fable and actual zebra behavior, bridging that gap between the metaphor and the real natural world. How does the science back this up?
Yeah, it's a really beautiful reinforcement of the fable's core message about community. Zebras, in reality, are known as incredibly social animals, true herd animals. They stay extremely close together, primarily for safety and survival out on the open plains. It's crucial. And when they are threatened, they instinctively form this protective circle, especially around the young or injured members. That's a clear act of communal protection. You also see mares staying very close to their foals, and stallions sometimes actively defend weaker members of the herd. It shows this profound sense of care and collective responsibility. So this isn't just about individual survival. It's deeply ingrained, this idea of the strength and resilience coming from the group itself. It mirrors that fable's idea that you don't abandon one of your own.
And maybe we humans aren't quite so different after all. The author observes, we gather, we protect, we care when it matters. It's a powerful thought, isn't it? That deep instinct we have for both connection and, well, ultimately, self-preservation within a group. How does this play out, this balance between our individual colors and the herd mentality in our own lives?
Well, looking at the bigger picture, the fable, especially when reinforced by these real-world zebra behaviors, it just beautifully illustrates that balance. It suggests that while our individual colors, our unique traits, make us who we are, the real strength and beauty of our herd, whether that's our family, our community, our workplace, comes from its ability to embrace and uplift each member's true self. It's not about being identical copies. It's about being united by a shared value for individual authenticity. And that's why that line, what other animals don't know, zebras never let one of their own stand alone, hits so hard. It suggests that when a community truly values its members, it finds ways to adapt, to transform, and to move forward together, making space for everyone's vibrant truth. It kind of gives us hope, doesn't it? That pursuing our authentic selves can actually strengthen the connections that matter most.
Indeed. And after digging into all of this, I think we can definitely agree with the author's final perfect punchline. At least now we know not to ask a stubborn old mountain goat for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what an incredible journey we've taken today. From that zebra just longing for colorful stripes, navigating all that dim advice, through its own vibrant personal transformation, and then finally seeing that surprising collective embrace of color by the entire herd. This fable really does seem to reinforce the idea that following the pull of your own colors, even when it's tough, can lead to really profound growth, both for you and for your community. Even when the path seems unclear or, you know, goes against the stubborn mountain goat's wisdom, it's a powerful testament to the ripple effect of just being authentic.
Absolutely. And it precious leaves you, our listener, with a thought-provoking question to mull over after we finish up here. What colorful stripes might you be holding back? Maybe because you're worried about how they'll be received. And, maybe on the flip side, who are the stubborn mountain goats in your life? Whose dim advice might you need to reconsider, perhaps allowing yourself to seek out a different, maybe more intuitive source of guidance to help unlock your truest self?